Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On the first I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast of 2023, Kanye West is allegedly missing. And I say, who cares? Plus, I'm back from Florida, and I had a beach incident where I had to unfold the loaf on the sandy beaches of Palm Beach, Florida. Plus, little Jimmy Dolan, James Dolan, allegedly has me on security code number 5 in Madison Square Garden. Allegedly. All that morning, fantastic, hard-hitting I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast starting right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud, but most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. Boom, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the disruptive warrior, hi-ya. A.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the white chocolate Tito, and you are now rocking with the very, very best. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa. Boom. That's snap technique. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody is feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it one time and one time only. Boom. I am going to say it just one time and one time only. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I said it twice. It was so nice that I said it twice. But I ain't saying it again. Boom. I'm snapping. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is actually in the place to be. Like I said, I hope everybody's feeling really good. Welcome. Welcome to 2023. Put the seatbelt on. Buckle up. Put your seat belt on because it's going to be wacky. It's going to be wild, and hopefully it's also wonderful. The most important thing is your health. Hopefully everybody has a healthy, fantastic 2023. So many predictions have been made about 2023. My wife, she's a conspiracy theorist, okay? She messes around with the numbers, the tarots, the cards. She deep dives on that phone and that computer into the wacky web. You know, she doesn't believe this stuff, but she likes the information. I truly respect, and I truly think it's important to not just listen to people that are blowing the sound of the horn that you prefer. You don't want people just adding and adding to your thoughts. You want diversified information, diversified thoughts. Now, some of the stuff that my wife listens to, I'm like, what are you doing? But she believes in psychics. Not that she, you know, leads her life by it, but she doesn't not believe in it. I talked to you about the one time she had the phone call with the psychic or the Zoom with the psychic. I spoke about it on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and it was very touching. And then she did another psychic. I believe it was the same day or the same week, and the psychic started talking about dragons. See, that's when you know, you're embarrassing yourself. There's dragons in the room. Stop it. Anyway, she's been listening to some psychics with their predictions on 2023. And what's going to happen? I said, babe, before you tell me about what they predicted for 2023, why don't we go back and look at their predictions from 2022? Because if, let's say, half or a quarter of their big wig, you know, they got these, because their predictions aren't like, oh, you know, they're never fun. They grab your attention by saying horrible, horrible, scary things. So they said, before we look into this nut job, who's in their apartment on YouTube. No disrespect to anybody who's in their apartment on YouTube. You might catch me in my apartment on YouTube. But I'm not making grandiose, sweeping statements about, you know, terrible things happening. But I said, before we listen to an hour and a half of predictions from 2023, let's go back and check their stats on what they said for 2022. Nonetheless, we don't need a psychic. We don't need a tarot card reader. We don't need a number reader. We don't need a zodiac sign, a reader, an astrologist to know that 2023 is going to be kooky. Because, reminder, 2024, bringing in a new president. So 2023 is when people, this is like, this is Mike Tyson training. You know, the unders, the overs. This, amongst other things, they got variants, they got all kinds. Just know, my psychic prediction for 2023 is that it's going to be nuts. That's it. That's all I got for you. I don't have any details. So I had my trip to Palm Beach, Florida. My mother's 75th birthday. And I got to tell you something. First of all, my mom looks fantastic. Okay. Palm Beach, I like it. I like it a lot. I like the water. Palm Beach, not with the hoity-toity mansions. I don't know all the streets. Near Lake Worth, where I filmed the movie, I believe it was 1996, 1997, a very, very good independent movie called Ill Town. Let's just say Lake Worth, Palm Beach, it's chill. They got little cafes, hot. This whole idea that it was going to be, there was one or two days in Florida where it was cold. Why I thought that, like, there was going to be a cold storm a week after the 2 days out of the year where it's 50, I had no idea. But every time I go to Florida, and I didn't stay in some fancy place, stayed in some nice hotel, regular, not the Four Seasons, but not a hovel. And I got to tell you, I like it. I like Florida. The humidity is no joke. Even in late December, early January, that humidity, it hits you. You're baking from the inside. You get nuked. You're in a microwave. But my mother's 75th birthday, and I tell you something, I talked about it. This is full disclosure for I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners. This is full disclosure for my YouTube watchers of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm going to tell you, I said on the last podcast that I was going to bring my banana hammocks. I made a big mistake. I did not bring my banana hammocks with me because I didn't think I was going to be going in the ocean because I did not think it was warm enough. Big mistake. Water was fantastic. Beach was fantastic. I'm on the beach in sweatpants and a hoodie. Okay? I didn't bring my kit. I didn't bring my bucket hat. I had my sunblock. I didn't bring my sunglasses. I didn't even bring sunglasses to Florida. Didn't bring a bathing suit. Didn't bring flip-flops. I didn't even think we were going to hit the beach. But as soon as I get there, I'm like, we're going on that beach. We're going on that beach. Got to put my feet in that water. Speaking of an astrologist, I'm Pisces. I like going in that water. I see that ocean. I like to go in it. Get on the beach. Dip my feet in it. Pull my sweatpants up. I'm chilling. I said to my wife, I said, I'm going in. She said, you don't have a bathing suit. So what are you going to go in your pants? I go, no. I'm going in my drawers. She goes, people recognize you. They see you. I go, I'm going in. We were in between the people that she was saying recognized me. I'm going in that water. She said, go in if you want. I don't have a towel. I said, I don't need a towel. Going in that water. Go ahead. So no one's going to say nothing. They're on vacation. I'm on vacation. Everybody's on vacation. We're all chilling. Everybody's in West Palm, Palm Beach, Lake Worth. Everybody's minding their business. She said, all right. Not that she knew what was going to happen. And this is a true, true Michael Rapaport story. I told you last time on the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, what did I say? So when I go in that beach, when I go in that water, when I take out that banana hammock and I go in that ocean, I want running. I want Roy Scheidner moments in Jaws. I want kids screaming. Get out of the water. Well, it didn't work out this way. I didn't have my banana hammock. I had on my Under Armour compression underwear. I wear, the tight joints. I strip, bring my clothes right to the edge of the water. So I'm humble. I don't want to come out of the water naked. Huh? I don't want to be caught in People Magazine, Us Weekly, one of these things. I just want to get in the fucking ocean. I'm not there to make a scene. I don't have a hat. I don't have my sunglasses. I don't have none of it. I say, I'm doing it. And I'm telling you, getting in my underwear in public, this is not something I do, but I was like, I have to get in the water. We were 50 yards from the nearest person. That's half a football field. At least 50 yards, 75 yards. Go in the water, chilling, I'm chilling, chilling. Chilling, swimming, ba 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 ba. 15 minutes. Water's beautiful. I feel great. I feel great. I go to get out of the water. As I'm getting out, the tide knocks me down. Okay, I got sand all up in my ass. Who cares? I go to get up again. Knocks me down. My wife thinks I'm doing like Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton. I go. I'm not. I fell. Conversation later. As I'm getting out of the water, I see a dude. He's got his umbrella. He's got his little kit. He's lurking behind my wife. This is exactly what I did not want to happen. He's with his girl, his wife, whatever. She looks like a beached whale. Now, the only reason why I'm saying his girl and his wife, whatever, she looks like a beached whale, because homie pissed me off so bad. As I'm approaching my earth, my wife, my whiz, in my underwear, totally wet with sand everywhere because I fell twice. Homie starts walking towards me. I'm basically naked. I'm pretty much naked. I'm cock naked. You could see the dick print. You could see it all. I don't want to be spoken to. Nor should I be spoken to. We're on the beach. You're on vacation. I'm on vacation. If you're the big fan that you say you are, you know that I don't live in Florida. I'm on vacation. It's fucking Christmas, Hanukkah, it's Kwanzaa. We're here, man. Before I get to my wife, but I don't have a towel. Before I pick up my t-shirt, he goes, man, I'm a big fan, man. So you know what I did? I grabbed my dick. I pulled down my Under Armour pants and I took my dick out in front of him. That's what I did. I was so, because I was like, why don't you, are you ashamed of yourself? Like, just give me a, I get it. You could salute me. I could salute you back. Now you see my dick. Now you see my sandy dick. And I don't know if he looked at my sandy dick or not, because I didn't make eye contact with him, because I was like, I'm not giving you the respect that I normally give 99.9% of the people that come up to me, because I'm butt ass. And I'm not in my banana hammock. I'm not in my beach attire, which is what? Which is what? The red banana hammock, the purple banana hammock, or what? The neon green banana hammock. So then I sat down. It put me in such a bad mood. It put me in such a frustrating mood, because I was like, it reminded me, like, I love fans. I love being recognized. A lot of actors, celebrities, they will say they hate it. And I'm not saying I enjoy and look for encounters, because I don't. But if you've been doing this for as long as I've been doing this, 30 plus years, the worst thing that you could have going for yourself is being recognized. That should be something you appreciate, because if you're not being recognized after doing this for 30 years, you got bigger fish to fry. Way bigger fish to fry. So if that's the worst you got, you're doing good. Because like I said, if you've been in movies, TV, music, whatever the fuck, and nobody knows who you are, UPS is hiring. UPS is hiring. But when you're coming out of the beach, cock naked essentially, you should at least be able to be like, just give me a salute, man. I know what you're doing. I see you. Then you'd have got some eye contact. Now you just got Michael Rappaport's sandy dick. That's what you got. Because you couldn't control yourself. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
If Us Weekly or People Magazine actually took a picture of me and published it cock naked, no, I would not have been. Oh, they get me on the beach. It's actually never been beach pictures of me. Let me tell you something. If you're a National Enquirer photographer, if you work for paparazzi, the last place you need to be is Lake Worth, Florida. Because the best thing you're going to have is me coming out with a sandy dick. That ain't, go to Barbados or Beverly Hills. Because me, Sandy Dick or not, you ain't gonna get much money for that. But the family stuff was great. Like I said, it was my mother's 75th birthday. And we had a great party for my mother. I had my aunts, I had my cousins down there. And full disclosure, you know, sometimes the family stuff, it's overwhelming. It's too much. These are Jews. These are, and I include myself, we are loud. We are, at times, I'm not naming names, can be obnoxious. There could be bickering, fighting. There could be talking behind their back. There could be talking. There was one situation where one family member was talking about the other family member in front of the other family member to a third family member. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is dysfunctional Jews 101. This is not the kind of Jews that get the publicity that we deserve. This is true blue Jewish stuff. Family, what is? But we had a fantastic time. It was great to see everybody. I'm not going to name names. All you aunts, cousins, sort of cousins, sort of aunts. It was probably one of the best times I've ever had with my family. We just had a great time. I was happy to see my mother, 75 years old, looks fantastic. We did a little toast for my mother. Just to give you a quick thing about my mother. My mother's a lot of different things, but what she also is, she is from the five towns of Long Island, Lawrence, Long Island. My mother started off as an assistant in the ad world, Mad Men, being harassed, harangued by people in the ad world. 19 years old, from Long Island, learned how to type. She was doing the fast typing. She went up the ladder, went to this business, moved up the ladder, went up the ladder, created this business, sold that business for a little something, went up the ladder. And my mom is, when you hear this overused term, boss bitch, my mother is a true blue boss bitch who sold her business at like maybe 51, 52. And all she does now is ride her fucking horses and sit out on the beach. That's a badass boss ass bitch. And when I say boss ass bitch, and I say the word bitch to my mother, I say it with love, affection, and respect. She's self-made boss ass bitch. So it was a great time. Now, post 75th birthday, we had a little dinner. It was maybe 10 or 11 of us, the closest family members that were left, because some run for their lives. Some can only take a day or two. This is like the Iron Men of the family left. This is like day three, day four for some of them. And this isn't just my family. There's everyone out there can relate to it. 3-4 days of family that you're like, you're going like you're triathlete at that point. This shit is no joke. My brother, Professor Rappaport. Now, my cousin Ira. It's the only one I'm going to say a name. Ira. Because I told him I'm going to talk about you on the podcast. Very, very large, unique personality. He said, I'm going to make pasta for everybody. I said, great. I said, can you cook? Oh, I can do this. I could do that. I'm going to make this. Okay, great. Because I ain't cooking. My mother wasn't cooking. Cousin Ira was going to cook. I'm going to go to the farmer's market. I'm gonna, this, that, and the third. I got a whole thing. He said, it's not my pasta surprise. I said, well, what's your pasta surprise, Cousin Ira? He's telling me, oh, would you come over? I'm going to come over. I want that pasta surprise. He goes, well, when we do that, it's this. I get, it's a surprise. I get all these different things as a surprise. Which now, in hindsight, after I've had the honor, the privilege of his cooking, I know that that pasta surprise is just probably a big bowl of shit. That's what I'm imagining my cousin Ira's pasta surprise is. But he said, I'm just going to do something low key tonight. We're cooking, talking, but he's cooking. I start calling him chef. Like we're on that show. What's that show called? The Bear. Chef, you need anything, chef? Because when you're with family, when you're with people that have known you literally your entire life, even if you're not that close with them, they've known me. I've known them since we're born. Maybe it's just me. I revert back to that 7-year-old, 9-year-old, that fucking ball breaker. I'm breaking my brother's balls. This is just who I am. This is the disruptive warrior. I got kicked out of the third grade in public school. That's a fact. There was, again, no violent incidents. I didn't throw a table out of a window for busting balls. It's in me. I don't know how. I don't know where. My brother's a perfectly normal person. My parents, they're good stock. Somehow I got this disruptive gene. I don't know. You say, maybe I'm my parents' kids. You look at them, you look at me, this and that. Somehow a gene just slipped in there. So I'm hungry. Cousin Ira said he could cook. I want to see what you can do. My brothers, I'm like, run my back, get me a Coke. I'm fucking on him. He brings out this pasta. He just literally talking like he's a, you know, Iron Chef winner. He's talking like he's that dude in the kitchen. He brings out a bowl of noodles and I start going. And my mother's like, wait for everybody. I'm like, okay, because you revert and I don't have manners. I'm an animal. There's 11 people there. I got my aunts and I should let them eat first or let everybody sit down. I start going at it. And I see that the noodles, after being put down for just 2 minutes, they're starting to stick. That's why I knew I was onto something. I wasn't just being rude. I saw them starting to stick. Everybody sits down after 10 minutes of letting these noodles settle, which obviously I ain't no cook. They didn't have no, I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to put in noodles, butter, salt, olive oil, something. They're not supposed to brick up. By the time the sauce that he'd been talking about, the farmer's market, by the time everybody sits down, the noodles have turned into a fucking noodle Krugel. The noodles it's a block. He made a block of noodles. A block of noodles and sauce that when you pick up, you might think you're ladling wine. This is shit. Shit food. Dog shit. Squares. Squares of noodles. And everybody's like, oh, they're making a big thing. I'm trying to pick up the noodles. I said, fine. I said, Mom, I need it. You got scissors? I got to cut these fucking noodles. She's like, what? I go, I need scissors to cut Cousin Ira's noodles. And then one of my aunts is like, yeah, we need scissors. You know, and I'm like, listen, you're amongst family. If you can't tell your family with love, respect, and affection that your food that you just presented to the rest of your family, that it sucks, who can you tell it to? And I told my cousin Ira, I said, listen, Ira, I'm going to name names and I'm going to point fingers and let you know publicly and let the world know publicly that you failed. You failed my mother's, this is New Year's Eve, homie. You cooked a big pile of shit. And when I went to dump my noodles into the garbage can, what did I see with your sauce and your farmer's market? I saw jars, motherfucker. I saw the jars of sauce. This wasn't homemade sauce. How could you fuck up jars of sauce on New Year's Eve in West Palm Beach? And we had to sit there and eat it. And a lot of them are a lot more polite than me. It was just a big pile of shit that we ate for New Year's. That's how we brought in New Year's Eve. And I didn't stay up for the fireworks because my mother's like, stay up for the fireworks. It's the guy said, Mom, I can't. It's 9. Then we had ice cream and more ice cream and my stomach. And I had some lamb chops from the night before. I said, I got to go sleep. I got to sleep on this. I got to sleep on what's inside of me. My stomach is curdling. It's screaming for help. Thing I don't care about. You seen one? They're good. My mother's like, it's the fireworks. They're great. I go, you seen one? You seen them all? Like, what the fuck are they gonna do? Who cares about the firework? It's 9. I'm gonna vomit. I gotta go home. I just had little squares, blocks of pasta. Made it home. Fantastic trip. Just in time for my fantasy football. Third and fourth place championship game. Now, some people say, oh, why would you care about your fantasy football third and fourth place game? Mike Rapp, didn't you come up with the term proudly? I don't do this for the money. I do this for the honey. And that's true. But I do refer to my two fantasy football leagues as the Stern Show League, which I lost. Again, I still haven't beaten these the wacky band of Stern Show freaks. Freaks. Rasan, Richard Christie, Gorilla Tooth, Big Tooth, Big Lip, Horse Tooth, Jackass, Gary Delabonte, Ben Bardo, Will Murray, who's literally, I think he's going through changes. I think he's literally going through post-op changes because he's turned into a straight-up biatch, Will Murray. JD, Super John Hine, and I'm sure I must have forgotten somebody. I still haven't won that league, and I'm not proud of it. But the other league, I mean, I refer to it, and I always have referred to it as what? The money league. Because there's money to be won. Now, I did not win the big dog prize, the big pot of gold. But because it is a money league, the commissioner, shout out to you, Commish. Commissioner, I'll just say Commissioner John. I don't say names with these people. They're too important. Fucking guys, they're too important. Except for the ones that talk about it. Smoking Joe Buttons and Ja Rule. The rest of them are too important in my money league. They're big shots. There's money to be won. Now, normally you'd say, forget a third place prize. Forget a bronze medal. Who cares? Not when there's money to be won. Not when there's also money to be won on side bets with you, Mike X. Who's Mike X? I talked about him before. I beat his ass real nice and real proper. Mike X, you know who you are. You four-eyed Coke bottle glasses-wearing motherfucker. This motherfucker, I'm surprised he's not been certified as legally blind. I've known this motherfucker since I'm 12. He literally, he wears glasses like this. Homie looks like this. 6'4", dark skin with glasses, look like this. You look like shit, Duke. Mike X, this what you look like, motherfucker. You can't see anything. This four-eyed freak, he wanted more smoke. Because I said on the last podcast, I said, I want action. I want activity. I want smoke. I want that bump. And by the way, some of these people, when I said, I want that bump, they thought it had something to do with some sort of drug reference. I go, nah, homie. I want that bump. Chest to chest. What are those Rams? Like the Rams, when the Rams, not the football team, I want that bump. That Artis Gilmore, Moses Malone, 1978, NBA. Small shorts, flying coach. I want that bump. You know what I'm saying? I want that bump, that Ernie Shavers, that bump. Nobody took me up on it. I wanted bets, side bets. Johnny Whispers, you and your brother that run your brother runs a fantasy football. I'm going to stay focused. Mike X, who I beat for a G 2 weeks ago, he said, I want work. I said, oh, well, you came to the right person. I'm going to give you that work. Let's run it back. I'll give you a chance to win your money back. You guys know I don't talk about money. I don't talk about gambling. I keep it all discreet. I keep it low key. But with this guy, cool, Mikey Glasses, this four-eyed. I mean, this motherfucker, I'm telling you, I am shocked that he has not been certified legally blind. I played basketball with him when we were 12, 13 years old. He was wearing the thick Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the big shit that you get like from Herman's Sports, and then you got to take it somewhere. This is before like, you know, had eye doctors everywhere. His shit was, he been couldn't see. He been half blind. He said, I want action. I said, well, you got action. Chest up. We ran it back for a G. Now, what did I do, motherfucker? I took your fucking money. This is your money, asshole. You wanted smoke? You wanted that action? I said, and this is clean money you gave me. I said I wanted my money from the strip club, motherfucker. I wanted my money. This is $2,000 in nice, clean money. I said I wanted drug money. I wanted strip club or drug money. I wanted money that had possibly been laundered. I wanted possibly fake money. I wanted it from the lowest of the lowest frame. I got your fucking money, you two G's, you fuck. Had to go collect it. Like a real G. I told you, I said, I'll get your fucking thumbs broken. So yeah, it was my, that bronze medal. This ain't the Olympics. They start doing with the bronze. I said, this is not the Olympics. This ain't the redeem team. This third place. There's money. There's cash prizes. That's now mine. Including side bets. With you, Mike X. With you.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You know, I saw, as we all do, so many things the last few days on social media. This goal, that goal. You know, there was a guy, some nut, who tried to... See what the cops do? We hate the cops until we need the cops. We hate the cops until it's New Year's Eve and there's a million plus people in Times Square and there's a guy running around with a machete. Then everybody's running for their lives. Then there's no, none of that shit. The guy in a machete running around Times Square when the Bulls are... You got Andy Cohen, you got, Anderson Cooper. You got the late, great ghost of Dick Clark. Everybody's there. There's a guy running around with a machete. What'd you do? Oh, you people, the cops ain't shit until you need them. That's when you need the cops. I know they're not perfect. Trust me, I know they're not perfect. But they got a guy, he tried to chop the head off. That's my words. But he went for the head. You got a machete and you're going for the head. What does that mean? Try and chop their fucking head off. Try to chop the head off of two policemen. A third policeman shot him, as he should. Believe he didn't kill him. This is a sicko in New York City. We don't need your type here. We got enough problems. We got our own homebred sickos here. Some of them are living amongst us. Anyway, after seeing all that, LeBron James, who just turned 59. Let me just sidebar LeBron James here. You don't need me. I like to pound him. That's what I like to do. No Bruno. I like to be that guy. They got enough guys kissing his ass and him, including him, kissing his own ass. If I was a self, I got to be more like LeBron. If I was as self-promoting as LeBron James, I'd start posting more clips of me doing acting. Just like LeBron, he dunks, he posts it. I got to start doing that. Some of my magical moments on film, cinema, television. You know what, LeBron? I'm going to start doing that. I like that. You're the self-proclaimed GOAT and you still post pictures of yourself dunking. I'm going to start posting clips of myself acting. Mesmerizing folk. Because like I said, and I talked about this with my family, there's people, including some of my family members, that have forgotten how to separate church and state between me, Michael Rappaport, because I am a normal person, Michael David Rappaport, full-blooded Ashkenazi Jew, and the disruptive warrior. These are not one and the same. I have complete control over what I am doing here today in front of you people. But I've said, even family members, the lines get blurred. Blurred lines. Shout out to Skateboard P and Pharrell for making that beat. Although, as soon as I heard it, I was like, this has got to be some homage to Marvin Gaye. This has got to be a homage to Marvin Gaye. And I love Skateboard P, but I was like, this is definitely Marvin Gaye, right? And it turned out it was a whole big lawsuit. Loves everybody. Let me tell you something. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that's got something bad to say about Pharrell, Skateboard P. What was I talking about? The things I've saw online. I saw something that was extremely disturbing. And I think I need to start talking about this more often. I saw this video, this gentleman on social media somewhere. It's an 8-second video that I don't think I'll ever, ever be able to forget. I didn't need to see it. I didn't ask to see it. I don't know what my algorithm or why my algorithm brought me to, let's just call him the dick dude. Homie's up here flexing. Homie's got his nipples pierced, so you know he's freaky deaky. Because anybody, is that stereotyping if I'm saying a dude who's into bodybuilding, publicly showing his pierced nipples, this is a guy who's freaky deaky. And the only thing bigger than his muscles is the balloon animals in his pants. Look at my man's cock and balls. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You might have natty muscles, but I'd bet the house, I'd bet the $2,000 cash that I just took from Coke Bottle Mike, aka Mike X, that homeboy either got a serious, serious infection that needs a doctor. My man, you need to go see a concierge doctor, my man, because that's not dick and balls, my man. Something ain't right. Something, 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 something just ain't right, to quote the great Keith Sweat. I don't know what the fuck is going on there, but I posted this video as a joke. And I don't know. I don't understand the shadow banning, because at this point, I feel like, to quote the great Jay-Z, just the sound of my voice. You know how Jay-Z said just the sound of his voice is a hit? Just the sound of my voice, just the sound of Michael Rappaport goes into shadow banning. However, when I post a gentleman with alleged elephantitis of not just the cock, But the cock and balls, I mean, groves of people are fascinated, as I was. This is fascinating. Look at it again. This is fascinating stuff. And my man's, he's flicking it. He's moving it. And he's in, I don't know if this is a bodybuilding contest. I don't know if this is a gym. I don't know if this is in his basement. But let me tell you something, sir. I would go see a concierge doctor ASAP, and you might go, I don't got the money for that. Trust me, my man, if you do yourself a GoFundMe, people will give you money to get that looked at. You're not fooling. You're not fooling the entire world. There's not one person, man or woman. There's porn stars, 12, 13-inch dicks that were like, that ain't real, that have commented on my social media page saying, my man needs to go get himself checked out. And my man Kay said, that's just little dick energy. Nah, I don't want what my man has right there. Because talk about scaring women and grown-ass men. Whatever the fuck he got under that little tent there, that will make people run for their lives. That is a great way to scare the shit out of people. And it's fascinating. People are like, yo, Mike, why are you talking about someone's dick? That's not a dick. That's like watching Dr. Pimple Popper. My man, that's like a train wreck. You got a train wreck in your banana hammock, Duke. And I want to make sure you're all right. But I will say this, dick man, my man with the balloon animals in his pants, I give you an open-ended invitation to come sit with me on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast to talk about what the fuck you got going on there. After you go get yourself checked out, I need to make sure what you have is not contagious. I'm concerned about you. Look at the comments on my page. People are concerned. Nobody's jealous. This is just concerned citizens of social media. And like I said, comment after. Maybe I should have that be the thumbnail for all my videos, because I am shadow banned. Literally, I am posting gold. I am posting rebranded gold, the rebrandifications. I stopped cursing. I stopped dissing. I stopped thatting. I'm telling you, I think those robots, when we hear his voice, when you hear that bassy baritone Michael Rapaport voice, they're like, flag that motherfucker. Flag him. Which brings me to, I'm starting this with alleged. I'm going to say alleged the whole way through, because you're not suing me, little Jimmy. Allegedly, little Jimmy Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, the Rangers, I don't know, the Garden, Radio City Music Hall, properties that we don't know. This is a true blue billionaire, handed to him by his dad. We've talked about this guy before. And I read a Twitter, homie, somebody's got a Substack. It's a writer named Ethan Strauss. DM'd me, I missed it. Said, I'm putting out an article on my Substack about little Jimmy Dolan. My words, he didn't call him little Jimmy Dolan. That's my nickname for you, little Jimmy Dolan. You little miserable, little fucking little Muppet. You just sit there at the Knicks games looking just like unhappy. They could be winning by 40, winning by 30, could be beating the Lakers, beating Steph, and then you just sitting there like this. Your microphone, you'd have to be on it because you're just a little fuck. Little Jimmy Dolan. Talked about him. I've talked about all the issues that I've had with little Jimmy Dolan. Allegedly, little Jimmy Dolan has security at the Garden, security at his venues, allegedly, with facial recognition technology. And they got people on lists, like code red, code blue, code orange, code this, that, and they're in numbers. Code zero means you're not allowed to be in the building. And my first question is, how do I achieve code zero? How do I achieve that? Because I found out allegedly from Ethan Strauss's article that there's different people, fans. Spike Lee is code two. It's weird because everything about Little Jimmy Dolan is going to be weird and not make sense. The higher it goes, the more you've earned your security clearance or your security, your badge. Me, Michael Rappaport. Me, the Gringo Mandingo. Me, the Disruptive Warrior. Proudly, allegedly, I am code five at Madison Square Garden. I'm code five at Madison Square Garden. You little fuck you, Jimmy Dolan. You little fuck you. The last time you made such a big, big hoorah, such a big deal when my friend took me courtside the last time I went into the garden. You made a big tantrum about it. Why are you bringing Michael Rappaport? He said nasty things about me because you deserve it. You got facial recognition technology. You've kicked out fans of the Knicks. Shame on you, little Jimmy Dolan. Shame that you're still walking around calling yourself a blues music performer. Shame on you. Let me tell you something, little Jimmy Dolan. If, not when, if the Knicks win the championship and you, little Jimmy, are the owner of the Knicks, it could be 7 games. It could be 5 seconds left on the clock in the garden. The garden's going nuts. Half court shot by, let's say, I don't know, Jalen Brunson. The garden goes nuts. Champagne, screaming, yelling, confetti and all that stuff. When they give the New York Knicks owner that trophy, and that's you, little Jimmy Dolan, you will be booed in front of that crowd. On the greatest night in New York Knicks history, you will be booed. Because we, the fans, we don't like you because of shit like this. Okay? Allegedly, you threw out some woman who took a bunch of kids to an event at Radio City Music Hall because she's a lawyer or married to a lawyer in one of these cases against you. You threw them out. It's the holidays, allegedly. Just know that if the Knicks win a championship while you're still the owner and they win it in the garden, when they hand you that trophy, you're going to get the full-fledged feelings of what real New Yorkers and New York Knicks fans feel about you. We don't like you. We don't fuck with you. Okay? You got security clearance. Code 5. I'm a code 5. I want that code 0. I want to earn that code 0, you little shit, you. Little Jimmy Dolan.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's a whole online thing. Where's Kanye? Bunch of Twitters are concerned citizens, concerned fans of Kanye West, who won what? What did he win? He won the 2022 I Am Rappaport coveted Sick Fuck of the Year award. The Sick Fuck of 2022 is allegedly missing because of these fans, these concerned Kanye West fans. Let me tell you something. First of all, why don't you just enjoy the peace and quiet? You're worried where he is? And then it becomes these conspiracy theories about Illuminati, and he's kidnapped, and UFOs, and Andrew Tate, and why was Drake arrested in Sweden, and more of this. Let us take a break. Kanye's just fine. Trust me, if there was something wrong, we would hear about it. I don't wish anything bad on Kanye. He's probably resting. Maybe he's at that silent retreat, shutting his trap. You should hope. Don't worry about where Kanye is or isn't. What you should be hoping for is he's at a 90-day silent retreat, getting all the help that he needs so he can not go back to back like the aforementioned Drake and win the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Year Award 2023. It's never been done before. Hopefully this guy's at a yoga retreat. Hopefully he's eating sprouts, carrot juice. He's doing ginger shots and he's not talking. Kim got him. The Kardashians, they got him. He's safe. Okay? We don't need Twitter wondering where this Looney Tune is. He's just fine. Hopefully he hasn't been kidnapped. There's no Illuminati. Tory Lanez got convicted. Little Tory Lanez, who I found out, Tory Lanez is 5'2". Sorry, Tory Lanez is 5'3". You done fucked up now. Listen, this is what happens. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Why are you shooting Megan Thee Stallion? Why are you carrying a gun on a date to the Jenner's house? Why are you carrying a gun? Get a bodyguard, little Tory Lanez. I don't know why Drake got arrested. Who knows? Didn't they have ASAP Rocky in Swedish prison? Was it Swedish? Why are any rappers going to Sweden anyway after what they did to ASAP Rocky? But where Kanye is, he not on social media. You think he's supposed to check in with you freaks on Twitter? Be happy. I'm happy he's away. I'll say on behalf of the Jewish people of the United States and worldwide, we're happy he's away. We're happy we don't have to hear any more of his anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish lies and rhetoric. He needed a break. Hopefully he's on a yoga retreat, a yoga silent retreat, and he will come back bigger, better, faster, stronger, and more sane. Because what he did towards the end of last year was not sanity. It was not dope. It wasn't cool. It wasn't brave. It wasn't crunk. He's not a hero. He's a nutcase that needs help. And I wish you all the best. I don't want you to go back to back like the aforementioned Drake and win the Sick Fuck of 2023. I don't want you to win it. No one's ever won it. That ain't an award you want back to back. You want to get that trophy 2022? You want to put it on the mantle as a reminder. You want that I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Year trophy. You don't want to put it in your closet. You don't want to put it in your garage. You don't want to put it in a store. You want it on your coffee table or on a shelf as a reminder of all the nonsense that you did last year. Anyway, I'm done. Done. Hope everybody is safe. Hope everybody is sane. Hoping everybody is fully disruptive the whole year. That don't mean causing trouble. Just means not taking any shit. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. Boom. Bye.
Two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.